From the Utah School Counselors Association, this is The Sounding Board, where school counselors share ideas. I'm Nate Webb, school counselor, USCA board member, and every week I'll be speaking with different counselors and professionals that will be giving us valuable information in our counseling world. We cannot wait for you to hear these ideas. Let's get to it.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to The Sounding Board from the Utah School Counselors Association. It's March. Oh my goodness, that means we only have 2 months left of school. That's nuts to me. As we're winding down, there are so many of us that are doing a ton of CCRs to finish the rest of the school year. And anytime we talk about CCRs, it really kind of triggers me into a topic that I'm really passionate about, and I feel like this is a good time of year to jump down that rabbit hole. So I just want to give you guys your yearly reminder, and I bring it up more than once a year, but your reminder that traditional four-year university is not the only viable option for your students to find success. Now, as a younger counselor, I have seen a lot of my older colleagues really look down on any type of career path that does not involve universities, and it makes me really sad because, to be quite frank, university education, formal college education in general, is starting to lose its value. And this is speaking by data, not just by my triggered opinionated self. But the data is showing that formal education is losing its value. And what is far more important to employers, at least by the data, is that employees have skills and they have an ability to be resilient. Now, if you think about it, where do we learn skills, right? Well, we learn those skills in college, traditionally. You know, that's why we go to college. We take classes so we can learn skills so that we can be employable, so people can pay us to do those things that they don't want to do. People pay us to do the things that they don't know how to do / aren't willing to learn how to do themselves. And that value brings us money. And there's a multitude of places you can learn those skills. Now, because of the internet, a lot of people are learning different things online. Now, a lot of these are hands-on things, right? Like construction, coding, a lot of computer stuff, different hands-on things. A lot of things can be learned online. That's why a lot of people are going for trade colleges, technical colleges, to learn skills so that they can go straight out into the workforce. The big downfall of universities, and this is coming from someone who did it both. I got a master's degree to become a school counselor. I also sold pest control door to door for 8 years. And so I've been on both sides of the coin. The big pitfall of a formal education right now is the return on investment is not near as big as the investment itself. You get into debt, if you're lucky, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. If you go to university and then you get your undergrad and then you pay even more money to get your master's degree. A lot of people go into debt for that. I've known people who go into $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of debt to get their master's degree. And the promise of college education is that, oh, when you get your degree, you're going to make so much money that you're going to be able to pay off all your loans and everything like that. Education, that is not the case. Unless you end up becoming a principal and you're able to make six-figure income by yourself, that teacher salary and that counselor salary is not going to be paying back your student loans. And even more so, a lot of these kids are going into professions that aren't going to be able to pay back their bills within the first few years. And they have this huge debt hanging over their heads. There now, a lot of kids are not drawn towards that. A lot of kids don't want to do that. What kids want to do is, well, they want to work. They want to live. A lot of people say, well, go to college for the cultural opportunity, which I agree. I went to Utah State. It was a fantastic, fantastic social life. The atmosphere, the games, the feeling like you're part of a brotherhood with the Aggies. That is all a wonderful part of college that I think everybody should have a chance to experience. But you can have a cultural experience without going into debt tens of thousands of dollars. And so when people talk about college like it's the only path to success, it really bugs me because I know that there are so many other ways that people can gain the skills that they need to be successful without ever stepping foot onto a university. Now, I believe that every single student, and USCA believes that every single student should be engaging in some sort of post-secondary education, whether that be formal college, four-year university, whether that be some sort of certificate program that requires 1 to 4 or more years after high school for you to get that certification so that you can become a marketable employee, so you can have those skills that people want to pay you for. But it isn't that college is not the only thing. Now, like I said earlier, I mostly only see this from a lot of our older counselors that put college on a huge high pedestal. Like when we're talking about school scholarships at the end of the school year, who should we give the scholarship to? Should we give it to this kid who's worked his butt off all through high school? Oh, well, he's only going to go to a technical college. I don't think he should. This other girl, she's gotten all of the scholarships and she's going to go to BYU, a former university. I think we should give it to her. I've seen a lot of that where we're super prejudiced against kids who don't want to go to college, when in fact, they are probably leaning towards a more valuable career than a lot of those kids choosing college. Case in point, like I told you guys, I sold pest control for 8 years door to door. By my third year of selling door to door, I was making $75,000 in a summer. In 4 months, I was making more money than I was making as a high school counselor. And a lot of people don't know this. And one time, it was my first year as a counselor. I was sitting in a lesson in career literacy. And the teacher tried to use me as an example, saying, "Hey, what did you do in college just to pay the bills before you got your job as a school counselor?" And I said, "Oh, I was a door-to-door salesman." And the teacher leaned into it. "Oh, man, that must have been so rough for you. Yeah, door-to-door salesmen, I hate that life. They're so pushy. They probably don't really make that much money. How much money did you even make? You don't want to be that forever." "Well, no, I don't want to be a salesman forever, but I made about $75,000 a summer." When I said that number, the kids got interested. They're like, "Oh, How much training did that require?" "Well, I had to take some company-specific courses to learn about the products that I would be selling and a couple different sales classes, but that was pretty much it. All my success came from experience on the doors." "Oh, huh." It really backfired in the teacher's face because she was trying to get people to say, you know, to buy in that, again, university is the only way to go. And to give them credit, back then, if we're thinking back to the 70s, the 80s, heck, even the 90s, really before the explosion of the internet, that was the only way for huge success. A long, long time ago, decades and decades ago, that piece of paper, that diploma, it signified that you were able to lead a much better life. And it was a big deal. But those days are over. It is not like that anymore. And so I know that a lot of the older counselors, the reason that they push specifically only universities so long is because that's the only way that they know. But that is no excuse to not adapt. We need to realize that there are more opportunities, there are more career paths available than just a four-year university. There is technical colleges, there is just going straight into the workforce. There's so many different things that you can do. And like I said earlier, employers, if you look at the data, employers, they find two things the most valuable: the skills that the employee has and their emotional intelligence, their ability to be resilient. Now, the ability to be resilient and the emotional intelligence, that is developed right now. That's developed at a young age. That is what we can help with to help them get there. And so I really want to stop hearing the stories about kids who come to their counselors saying, "I think I want to be an electrician." And they're like, "Oh, well, maybe we can have that as a plan B if you don't get to college." No, that can be a legit plan A. Being a construction worker, being a management person, being an electrician, being some sort of, you know, blue collar job. Those are good plan A options. And we need to stop looking down upon them and treating them like they're second-class citizens, second-class degrees, just because, well, it is not the cookie cutter that we are so used to. So anyway, I know that there is always a way for us to find the interests of our students a career path. you know, kids who love to draw can go into graphic design. Guys or gals who work really good with their hands, but aren't the best at school, they can look in, aren't the best at books, I should say, can look into, you know, being a mechanic, an automotive engineer, diesel tech engineer, things like that. But you can always find a way for what a kid likes to be related to school, to help them learn to love to learn, but more so help them find a career path that they are wanting to work toward instead of something that they feel like they're being forced towards because of the biases that their counselor might have. So there you go, guys. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk, I guess. Thank you for this rabbit hole. Just remember that there is so many different paths to success. And while I'm on the subject, even when kids say, oh, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to be a TikToker, you know, that's also a viable way of income nowadays. It's hard for so many people to accept it, but it is very viable and very feasible to make a living off of YouTube or TikTok or Instagram as a social media person, as an influencer, and as a content creator. Is it easy? Heavens no. There's a business aspect. There's content creation. There's creativity. There's management. There's a whole lot of things that they have to do. Now, you can kind of weed those kids out when they tell you in your office, well, I want to be an influencer. I want to be a YouTuber. You can lean back in. Okay, awesome. Let's take some video production classes. Let's take some entrepreneur classes. Let's take business communication and accounting and learn about marketing and all this stuff that you have no clue about. And then they realize, oh my goodness, it's like owning my own little business. Which exactly that's what it is. You are being an entrepreneur. You are owning a business, content creation. But it's still a viable form of income. It's still a very viable pathway to success. We just have to show them that path. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of The Sounding Board from the Utah School Counselors Association. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I hope you all have a wonderful spring break. And we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Sounding Board. Email thesoundingboard@utschoolcounselor.org to send us your questions and ideas. If you like our podcast, please rate and review our show. It helps other school counselors to find us. Links and additional information for any references from today's episode are in our show notes. Check out our website at utschoolcounselor.org where you can listen to past podcast episodes, register for any of our professional development opportunities, and become a member of the Utah School Counselors Association. USCA members also receive a bi-monthly newsletter to stay up to date on current Utah school counseling news, events, and issues. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Utah School Counselor and on Twitter at USCA Tweets. The mission of the Utah School Counselors Association is to support professional school counselors in their work for students through advocacy, professional development, recognition, and support. This podcast would not be possible without the support of our members. We'll have more ideas to share with you next week. Let's go!